Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is
我想与大家分享的题目是我的寿数几何。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 39.
我们现在一起翻开诗篇的第39篇。
Psalm, chapter 39, verse 4.
诗篇39篇的第四节。
Psalm, chapter 39, verse 4.
诗篇三十九篇第四节
Verse 4 Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the numbers of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life.
诗篇三十九篇的第四节耶和华呀，求你叫我晓得我生之中我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。
Here is the prayer of somebody called David.
这个第四节是大卫的一个祷告。
David always pray to God.
大卫他总是向神来祷告。
He was a shepherd boy.
他原来是个牧羊人。
But God has chosen him to be a king.
但之后神拣选他做以色列的王。
God had blessed him abundantly.
那神也大大的祝福他。
He has many things that other people do not have.
他有许多别人所没有的东西。
Including fame, prosperity, money, power, everything.
包括权力、金钱、名声。
But in David's life, there's only one thing that matters the most.
但是对大卫来讲，在他的一生中，就一件事对他来讲是最重要的。
Which is the invisible one, which is God himself.
那就是神对他来讲是最重要的。
When he prayed to God, he always asked something that we don't know how to ask.
当他向神来祷告的时候，他总是向神请问一些我们所不知道要怎么问的东西。
Sometimes we ask God to show us, oh, what should I do tomorrow?
有时候我们会这样祷告，问神说：“我明天要做什么呢？”
Oh, and then how much money will I get?
我们可能祷告的时候会问神说：“我会赚多少钱？”
Where is the best direction I want to go?
我到底要怎么选我的下条路？
But when David prayed to God, he asked something very special.
但是当大卫他向神祷告的时候，他祈求一个非常特别的东西。
He asked God to show me, O Lord, my life's end.
他求神叫他晓得他生的终点。
Nobody want to talk about life's ending.
我们每一个人都不想讨论我们的死亡。
We are always very happy to talk about birthday. That's why we have birthday party.
我们都很高兴讲我们的出生的日期，所以我们大家都会庆祝我们的生日。
Why don't people don't want to talk about life's end?
但是我们大家都不想讲我们生命结束的。
First, because we don't know when it will end.
第一。就是因为我们不知道我们生命什么时候会结束。
Sometimes we think it's very far away.
有时候我们觉得那一天很遥远。
So that's why there's no need to talk about it.
所以我们觉得不需要来讨论它。
And secondly, this is not very, very funny or very, lucky to talk about that.
第二就是，讲我们的死的那一天不是那么的吉祥。
Especially Chinese people, Oriental people.
尤其对中国人来讲。
So superstitious.
我们。中国人都非常的迷信。
We talk about life's end. Nobody like to talk to you.
但如果我们讲生命的结束终点的时候，大家都不想跟你来讨论这个话题。
Just that's why nobody like to go for cemetery to take a walk.
所以没有人想去墓园里面去走。
Even you want to take a walk, you go to the garden, the park, but you never go to cemetery.
所以当我们散步的时候，我们都喜欢去公园来，都会去墓园来。
Because people don't want to think about life's end.
因为我们都不想逃避，都想逃避这个人生结尾终点的问题。
But David wanted to ask God, show me my life's end.
但是大卫这里祷告说，向神祷告说，神啊，求你叫我晓得我生之终。
This is wisdom.
这个就是智慧。
Wisdom is different than what most people ask.
这个智慧是跟别人很不一样的。
So that's why David asked God to show my life's end.
大卫求叫神说 叫我晓得我生之终。
Because only you know your life end, then you know how to live.
因为只有当我们知道我们生命什么时候结束的时候，我们才知道怎么去活我们的每一天。
If you don't think your life will ever end, and of course you'll live differently.
如果我们生命没有终点，当然我们每个人的生活方式都会不一样。
Every day just happy, eat and drink and die and enjoy life.
我们每天就可以又吃又喝来享受我们的人生。
But if you think your life one day will end,
就是如果当我们想到我们生日有一天会结束。
Then what will you do? What will facing you after your life end is more important than how you live during this life.
那我们就可能想说，我们生命结束之后，可能的那可能比我们生前更为宝贵。
And here the prayer continues, say, "Oh Lord, And then show me the numbers of my days.
然后大卫这里继续祷告说，叫我知道我的寿数几何。
And another translation said, show me the measure of my days, 生命的量度啊。
另外一个翻译就是说，神啊，求你叫我知道生命的量度。
How do you measure things?
我们今天怎么测量个东西呢？
For example, how do you measure distance?
比如我们怎么测量我们的距离？
For example, it's a highway, then you use kilometer.
如果我们上高速的话，我们可能会用千公里数来量。
Because it's very far away.
因为那个路是很长的。
You need to use kilometer.
我们需要用公里这个计量单位。
Okay, how about a football field?
或者我们当我们足球场呢？
Of course, you need to use meter.
我们可能会用米这个计量
单位。But this is a smaller measure.
因为这个单位比较小。
Talk about your smartphone.
当我们讲到我们的智能手机
and of course only inches because it's even smaller
我们可能会用英寸这个单位来测量
so different things we use different measure
所以不一样的事物我们不会用不一样的测量单位来量
then how do you measure life
那我们怎么来测量我们的生命呢
different people use different measures to measure their life
不一样的人他们会用不一样的东西来测量他们的生命
but God will always use different measure to measure our life
神也会用不一样的东西来测量我们的生命。
So that's why if you want wisdom, you must ask God to give you.
所以有时候当我们想要智慧的时候，我们要来请问神。
How do you measure life?
我们要请问神说，我们怎样来测量我们的生命
？So we talk about a few points from here.
我们要谈以下几点。
First,
第一
，human measure, we think about life is very long.
从人的角度我们以为我们的生命是非常的长
Sometimes so long that you don't even want to think about it
有时候非常长长到我们都不想去想它
Especially when you're a little boy when you're so young you think life is too long even one summer so long
尤其当你还是小孩子的时候你可能觉得生命 还非常的长尤其是暑期非常的长
But the measure of God tells us life is very short
但是神的量他告诉我们说，人生是非常的短暂的。
Verse 5,
第五节
，You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you.
第五节，你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。
Here describe the measure of life actually is not as long as we think.
真理告诉我们，我们一生的年数并不是我们想象的那么长。
Here tell us your days, it's just like hand breath.
真理告诉我们说，我们的年日如手掌一样的窄。
Okay, you can see your palm. Everybody have a hand, right? How big is the hand?
所以我们每个人都有个手，是不是？我们可以看看我们的手有多么的宽。
Of course, according to how tall you are, maybe if you're taller, your hand is bigger.
也许你如果比较高的话，你的手会比较的宽。
But even you're very tall.Your hand is still not very big.
但即使你再高，你的手掌也不会宽到哪里去。
It's just a description. No matter how long is your life, actually, it is very short.
所以这里就告诉我们说，不管你在世上能活多少岁，其实还是非常的短暂。
If you go to the cemetery, take a walk, look on the ground, all the gravestone, you will notice everybody have some years written on the stone.
如果你去墓园走一走的话，你会在墓碑上看到说每个人都有他们自己的年限。
Just like a few days ago, I was there and I looked on the ground. Somebody said born in 1913, live until 1989. Wow, almost 70 some years.
就像前几天我有时间去那边走一走，我看见一个人1913年出生的，
活到1980几年啊。活到1980年，
然后活到1980年，
seems very long,
活了70几岁，
right?
看起来好像很长。
70-80 years seems very long.
七八十年看起来是非常的长。
But if you ask an old man,
就是如果你问一个长辈
，Is it take long for you to get old?
你花了很长时间，那你变得这么老了吗
？He said, No, actually, yesterday I feel I was a kid, but now suddenly I'm getting old.
他可能告诉你说，昨天我还感觉自己是个小孩子，今天一下子就。
You don't even have to ask an old person, ask anyone. He'll tell, "Oh, time just flies."
所以如果你问每一个人，我想每个人都会跟你讲说，时间真的是跟飞一样。
Of course, some people live shorter.
当然，有一些人他们活得比较短。
If you go to sick kids hospital, you find so many children who are sick.
如果你去儿童医院的话，你会看见很多小孩子他们都。
Some even die very young.
很多人很小的时候就离世了。
Small coffin.
我们看见很小一个小小的棺材。
Maybe their years, maybe they're alive just a few years.
可能他们就在世上活了几年。
Some even few months.
有些甚至才活了几个月。
But even you live 70 years.
就算即使你能活到七十几年。
80 years.
八十年。
90 years.
九十年。
But our life in God's eyes actually is still very short.
但是我们的生命在神的眼中还是那样的短暂。
Because we are just like nothing before God.
因为我们在神面前其实就像幻影一样。
Here tell us, each man's life is but a breath. In chapter five, verse five, the end sentence.
这里告诉我们说，我们的生命只是一口气而已。
This is very, very practical.
这是非常现实的。
So, oh, we are sitting here, we breathe normally, we don't feel the importance of breathing.
在这里，我们每个人坐在这里，我们都在呼吸，我们并没有感到它的重要性。
But if you go to hospital, you see somebody who is very sick, they really rely on the breathing machine.
但是如果你去医院的时候，你会看到一些人，他们需要靠着那些氧气筒来。
So really, life and death is just a breath away.
所以生跟死之间只是一口气而已。
Actually, it's not that far.
其实并不是那么的遥远。
Sometimes we think so much, plan so much about life.
有时候我们会对我们的人生做一些很多的计划。
But if God doesn't allow us,
但是如果神并不允许的话
，If God doesn't allow us even to breathe,
如果神不让我们来呼吸的话
，This life is just going to end very soon.
那我们的生命很快就会结束。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
我们翻开一下诗篇第九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Verse.10.
第十节。
Chapter 90, verse 10. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80, if we have the strength. Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away.
诗篇第九十篇的第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
When Moses wrote this psalm, it was a few thousand years ago.
当摩西写下这个诗篇的时候，那是几千年的事了。
But life actually doesn't change much.
但是我们看到人生并没有多大的改变。
In Moses' day, an old man, if he were on average, he lived about 70 years old.
在摩西的那个时候，每个人的平均寿命差不多是八十岁，
七十岁，
七十岁。
If you're stronger, 80 some years old.
如果你强壮的话，你可以到八十岁。
But still very short in Moses' eyes.
但是在摩西来讲，他还是非常的短的。
Your life is full of trouble.
但人生有很多的劳苦愁烦。
We quickly pass away.
那转眼就成空。
If we fly away, it doesn't mean we never come back. We can never be young anymore.
那时间如飞而去，就是说他不可能再回来的。
For example, 2013, almost ending. We can't believe it, right?
就像我2013年，我们眼看就要过去了。
Only one more month, and this year is no more.
再过一个月，今年就没有了。
It seems that it's only like yesterday we have a new year, Happy New Year.
感觉好像昨天我们刚有新年的庆祝。
But actually now the year's end.
这是这一年要来到结尾的。
So if our life is 70 years,
所以我们一生的年日如果是七十岁
，you only have less than 25,000 days.
我们
两万五千多天呢、啊？
我们就差不多有两万五千多天。
So it's not a lot,
并不是很多。
So the measure of our life actually is very short.
所以我们人生的这个量其实是很小很少的。
But if we use another measure,
但是如果我们用另外一个量器
，then you have another perspective.
那我们对生命会有不一样的看法。
This is another measure we need to use.
我们要用这不一样的这个量度。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们看一下传道书的第三章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书的第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time.He has also set eternity in the heart of man, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end.
第十一节，神造万物，各按其实成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
This is a very wonderful and wise saying.
这个是非常好的，非常有智慧的一句话。
God has made everything.Beautiful in his time.
神造万物各按其时成为美好
Everything has timing.
每万物都有时间。
For example, there's a beginning, there's an end.
比如有一个开始，就有个结束。
There's a time you come to the chapel.
有个时间你来进来这个教堂。
There's a time you leave here to go home.
你有个时间你会从这个教堂走出去。
So that's why chapter 3 verse 2 tells us a time to be born.
所以在第三章第二节这样告诉我们，生有时。
And a time to die.
死有时。
These two times you cannot control.
这两个时间我们是无法控制的。
You cannot say, oh, I wish I were born one year earlier.
你不能想说，哦，我多么希望我可以早一年出生。
Oh, no, it's already decided. When you were born, you were born.
不可以的，因为当你出生的时候，你就出生
了。You cannot say, I want to die later. I want to die earlier.
你不可以说，哦，我想晚一点再死。
There's a time for everything.
我们知道万事都有它的时间。
But what do we learn from this?
是我们从这里可以学到什么呢？
He said, God has set eternity in the heart of man.
这里讲说神。把永生放置在人的心里。
This is another measure.
这是另外一个测量。
Human measure is days or years, 70, 80 years, 90 years is your life.
作为人，我们可能用觉得人生它有70年、80年。
If you live 90 years old, wow, you're a very lucky man, they say.
如果你活到90岁，你可以觉得哦，这个人非常的幸运。
If you die very young, your premature death is still your pity.
如果你刚出生就死，大家可能会觉得哦，这个人真可怜。
But for God, He uses another measure.
但是对神来讲，他用另外一个测量。
He uses eternity to measure.
他用永生来测量。
During your short life,
在你很短暂的一生。
Maybe you are very toilsome, very tiring, very lot of suffering.
也许在这一生当中，你有很多的劳苦愁烦。
Just like in the Bible, there's a person called Lazarus.
在圣经描述着一个人叫拉撒路。
He was a poor beggar.
他是个非常穷的一个乞丐。
He has nothing.
他什么都没有。
He cannot earn his income.
他没法赚钱。
So that's why every day he was just crawling under a rich man's table.
所以每天他只能爬到这个财主的桌子下面。
And then waiting for the food to drop down from the table.
他每天只是等桌上的食物掉下来。
He's so poor, he has no family.
他非常的穷，他也没有自己的家庭。
He only has one dog.
他只有一个狗。
And then just his companion.
那这个狗就是他的一个伙伴。
He lived a very poor life.
所以他活着非常贫穷的。
His health is no good. He lived very short.
他活的时间也非常的短。
对他健康不好。
他也不健，他活得不好也非常的。
You can imagine, right? Because he's a beggar, no money to see a doctor or anything.
我们知道说他是个乞丐，他没有钱来看医生。
But the Bible said after he died.
圣经说当他死了之后，
He is the bosom of Abraham.
他在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
This means he has salvation.
这说明说他有永生。
So God used eternity to measure a person's life.
所以神用永生来测量一个人。
If you have eternal life,
如果你有永生的话，
even though you live very short in this life,
即使你在这世上活的时间非常的短，
but your life is very meaningful.
但是你的人生是有意义的。
But if you don't have eternal life,
如果你没有永生的话，
even though you live up to 100 years old,
你也许可以活到100岁，
your life is still too short.
你的人生还是非常的短暂的。
Your life is still empty.
你的人生还是虚空的。
So that's why God used this eternity to measure us.
所以神用这个永生来量我们。
So do you have eternity?
所以我们有永生吗？
Even though now we are sitting here.
就算我们现在坐在这里。
We should prepare for our eternity.
我们要看住我们的
永生。Because the day that we fail to breathe anymore.
因为当有一天我们不再呼吸了。
The day that our heart stops to beat anymore.
当有一天我们心脏不再跳了。
We will have to face eternity.
我们要面对的是永永。
So that's why David asked God, "No, teach me the measure of my life."
所以这里大卫祷告神说，叫你知道我的年数。
In terms of the length of my life, eternity is the most important.
对我们人生的长度来讲，永恒是最重要的。
But of course, every day we have to do things.
但是每一天我们还是同样要来做事情。
We have to just trust in God.
我们要做的只要信靠神。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 39.
我们现在看回来诗篇的第三十九篇。
Psalm chapter 39.
诗篇的三十九篇。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Psalm chapter 39, verse 6.
诗篇三十九篇的第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Please read.
第六节，世人行动实际幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然，积蓄财富不知将来有谁收取。
Here tells us it's another measure of life.
这里告诉我们人生有另外一个计量的单位。
People measure life with how much they have accumulated in their life.
有人用他人生的财富来衡量他们的生命。
If you open the business section of the newspaper, they'll say, oh, so-and-so is very rich, the richest person in the world. His net worth is how many billions?
当我们翻开报纸看财经的那部分的时候，我们可以有时候会看到报告说某些人他们有他们的净资产有几百亿
身价、
身价。
This means if you are richer, your net worth is higher.
就是如果你越有钱，你的身价就越高。
If you're very rich, people respect you.
如果你很有钱，非常有钱的话，别人也会尊重你。
If you have more money, this means you have more capability.
如果你有钱的话，说明说你越有能力。
Don't even talk about the billionaires. Even in our life, people compare each other.
我们不要讲那些有身价有几亿的人，我们就想想我们平常生活中，我们大家都会 互相来比较。
Everybody earn different income in the society.
在社会上，每个人赚的工资都不一样。
The higher income always there in the higher class.
那你的工资越高，你的身份就好像越高。
Because people respect you more.
那人就会因此来更尊重你。
You have more resources. You live a more comfortable life.
你就有更多的资源，你的生活质量就会过得更好。
On the other hand, if you are the poor, it's totally different story.
但是如果你没有什么收入的话，那完全就不一样。
Because people measure life by how much you have accumulated.
因为人是看你有多少的资产来量你的人生。
That's why everyone in this world is so busy.
因此每个人在这个世上他们都非常的忙碌。
That's why in verse 6 it's kind of described. Man is just like a phantom and then they keep heaping up wealth.
所以在第六节这里就描述说世人就像幻影一样，他们 一直的积蓄财富。
Sometimes I look at Toronto, the highway or the traffic jam, sometimes it's really heading.
有时候我们看看多伦多，我们看高速公路上交通非常的堵塞。
Why are there so many cars on the road?
为什么那么多车在那个高速公路上呢？
Of course, you may say so many people here, right?
你也许会想说，应该是人非常的多。
Why are there so many people here?
为什么会有这么多人在这里呢？
Because this is the biggest city.
因为这多伦多是最大的一个城市。
And then there's jobs.
那有非常多
的工作。There's business. There's money here.
很多的生意，很多的生意可以做。
So most people on the road, they are just driving here for business or work.For money.
所以在那高速公路上开车的人，他们都是忙于赚钱的。
Because we are so busy, our life is so busy.
因为我们的人生非常的忙碌。
I was talking to a brother.
我跟一个弟兄这样聊天。
When I was in Los Angeles last week.
当我在上星期在洛杉矶的时候。
He work in the high tech industry.
他在一个很高端的技术公司工作。
He's about 50 some years old.
他有五十多岁。
I asked him how's his work.
我问你最近的工作怎么样。
He told me it's busier than ever before.
他说比以前之前任何时候都忙。
He said life now is different than like 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
我们知道我们现在的生活方式跟二三十年前非常的不一样。
He said when he just started in the high tech industry.
他说当他开始在高科技公司开始的时候
it's only 9 to 5 the hour is only 9 to 5
他工作时间只是 9点到下午5点
when you go home you can rest
当你回家之后你就可以休息
your boss won't call you
你的上司不会打电话给你
and you have no computer at home or your computer is too slow to do anything
你在家里也没有电脑可以上班或者电脑太慢了也不能做什么
and your phone is just a phone it cannot do anything else
然后你的手机只是个手机也不能做什么
but now he said oh working is 24 hours a day
但是现在呢他讲说现在工作是一天24小时。
I said, why?
我说为什么呢
Oh, you know, the boss gives you a smartphone, that's me, he wants to call you anytime he wants.
他跟我讲说我的上司给了我一个智能手机因为他想每个时刻都可以来通知跟我联系到。
You have computer at home, even you have the Wi-Fi, you have the internet, that's mean when you go home, you still work.
当我们家里有 Wi-Fi, 有电脑的时候这说明说我们随时都可以上班。
Anytime you can work, and anytime you should work.
因为当你有时间可以上班的时候，你就要上班。
There's no line between family and work nowadays, almost.
现在家庭跟工作之间 都没有分得很开。
Even when you're vacationing, your boss still can reach you.
有时候你在度假的时候，你的上司还是打电话。
Or you're still thinking about your work when you're off.
有时候，当你就算没有上班，你还是在想着工作的事情。
That is our society.
所以这就是今天的社会。
We are getting busier every single day.
我们每一天变得越来越忙。
Computer is faster. We are busier.
我们越来越忙，但是电脑也是越来越快。
We have less time for ourselves.
我们也。对自己所用的时间越来越少。
We were just so busy, just want to try to be successful and accumulate wealth.
我们非常的忙碌，忙于积攒我们财富，所以我们越来越忙。
But if you use this measure to measure your success of your life,
但是如果我们用这些东西来量我们的人生
，Well, at the end, you may find actually you don't have much.
在最后，我们可能会发现说我们并没有许多。
Is it why?
为什么呢
？Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们现在翻开《传道书》
，Ecclesiastes chapter 2，
《传道书》的第二章
，verse 18，
《传道书》第二章第十八节
，Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 18，
第二章的第十八节
，Let's read，
第十八节，我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人
，verse 18。Verse 19.
第十九节，那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。
Verse 20.
第二十节，故此我转想我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心变绝望。
This is written by Solomon.
这是所罗门所写的一段话。
He was the richest person in the world during his time.
他在当时来讲是世界上最有钱的一个人。
Sometimes you think a rich man must be very happy. There's no regret when he die.
有时候我们想说，当我们如果有钱人，他们死了也会后悔。
没有后悔啊，
没有后悔。他们死的时候是没有后悔。
Because you may think he's so rich, what is the regret?
我们可以想说，他们在世上的时候那么的有钱，他们有什么值得后悔的呢？
They've enjoyed everything they could.
他们享受了人生一切的东西。
But actually, it's not true.
但是实际上并不是这样子。
Actually, if you are very rich, when you die, you also have a lot of regret.
其实，就算你非常的有钱，你死的时候也是有很多遗憾的事情的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you cannot bring anything that you have away.
因为你并不能带走任何一样东西。
Just like Solomon.
就像扫罗门，
He is very wise. That he think.
他是非常的有智慧。
And then I labor my whole life.
他一生都在劳碌。
I have accumulated so much.
他积攒了许多的财富。
And then, now I'm going to die.
那现在他将要死去。
I have to pass it on to someone that I don't even know.
他要把这些财富给他所不认识的。
Maybe my son, maybe my grandson.
也许财富是给他的儿子或者孙子。
How do I know if they are good or evil?
就是我怎么知道那个人是好的还是不好的呢？
This means I have no control over it.
但就是说我对那些并没有控制权。
And I cannot bring anything away.
那我也同时我也不能带走任何一个东西。
It's true，
是真的。
Who is the richest person in the world？
在世上谁最有钱呢
？Who is the richest person？
谁是最有钱的呢
？Of course， you may give me a name of some billionaires。
也许你会给我一些有身价有亿万的人的名字。
But who is the richest person in the world？
但是谁才是真正最有钱的呢
？The true richest person in the world is the one who never die。
在世上真正最有钱的那位是那个不会死的那一位。
Because if you die, the moment you die, you are no more riches.
因为如果你死掉的话，你死的那一刻你就什么都没有。
Not even one penny.
就算你一分钱也没有。
Anything cannot go to the coffin.
没有任何东西你可以带到棺材里面。
Just like when I go to the cemetery.
就像我来到这个墓园。
Yeah, a few days ago I was there.
几天前我在那里。
几天前啊？
几天前。
I look at the ground.
我看了看地上
They're all the same
都一样
Just a piece of land
只是一小块地
just a coven
然后一个棺材
The body buried there
然后一个身体放在里面
Nobody will say that Wow, that was very rich
没有一个人会说、哦、这个人非常的有钱
No, that person is not a rich person
死人 不会是有钱的人
You cannot even bring anything away
因为他们什么都带不走
So, Solomon said If you use wealth to measure your life Actually, your life is quite empty
所以扫罗门这里说如果你用钱财来衡量你的人生，那你的人生 是虚空的。
If that is what you have,
如果财富只是你所有的
，that is not the most important.
我们知道这并财富并不是最重要的。
So what should we use the measure instead?
那我们要用什么来衡量我们的人生呢
？Solomon give us another measure.
所罗门这里告诉我们另外一种衡量。
Material is only limited.
我们知道物质是非常的有限。
The most important thing you want to have in your life is God.
我们人生最想要抓住的是神。
If you have God,
如果我们有神的话
，your life will be happy.
那我们的人生就会是高兴的人生。
Your life will be satisfied.
我们的人生就会得到满足。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about a few things.
在传道书这里告诉我们。
Let's, for example, let's read chapter 3.
我们看一下第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
第三章的第十三节。第三章的第十三节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。第十二节，我知道世人莫强如，终身喜乐行善。
Verse 13.
第十三节，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳苦中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
Wow, this is how Solomon measured the life.
这是扫罗门他怎样来衡量人
生。He knows what is the right measure.
他知道什么才是正确的衡量。
First, you must fear God.
第一，你要敬畏神。
If you fear God,
如果你敬畏神
，you do good.
你就会有好行为。
When you do good,
那你有好行为的时候
you walk in the path of God.
你就走在神的道路上。
Then you'll be happy.
那你就会高兴。
Because you have a clear conscience.
因为你有个清洁的良心。
If you don't have good conscience,
如果你的良心不安的话
，you do bad things.
你做一些不好的事情。
In the middle of the night, if there's a storm come or any sound, you're just afraid.
在夜间如果突然一个闪电或一个暴风雨，你都吓一跳。
Wow, is anything going to come after me?
你会想说，是不是一些东西要临到我的身
上？But if you fear God, then you fear nothing.
但是如果你敬畏神的话，你什么都不会害怕。
You don't even fear darkness or fear devil anything.
你不会害怕鬼，你不会害怕黑暗。
You don't fear any calamity, any trouble.
你不会害怕任何的灾难。
Because you have God on your side.
因为你有神在你的旁边。
If you fear God, you don't fear anything.
如果你怕敬畏神的话，你就不会怕任何的东西。
So that's why Solomon tells us this is how you measure life.
所以所罗门这里告诉我们，这就是我们要怎样的衡量人生。
And then you'll be satisfied.
我们要有好行为，那我们就会得到满足。
And verse 13.
然后第十三节。
And then everybody just eat and drink and enjoy the portion of your labor.
第三节，人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福。
No, it's not really about how much money you have.
所以人生并不是在于你有多少的财富。
But rather how much you can enjoy.
其实人生是在于你能够享受到多少。
If God give you a job, give you some money.
如果神给了你的工作，给了你一点钱。
Don't just think that, oh, let me work harder, get more money, saving up more money for my children so that they can buy houses or they have more money for the future.
不要想说我们要怎样来更努力的来工作，来赚更多的钱，来给我们的子孙后代。
Of course, sometimes we have to prepare for them a little bit, or just helping them.
当然，有时候我们是需要为我们的下一代来准备一些东西。
But this is not a whole purpose.
但是这并不是我们人生的目标。
You know, I met a brother somewhere else.
我在一个地方遇到这个一个弟兄。
He had quite a few of children.
他有好几个小孩子。
And he worked very hard.
然后他这个人也非常努力的。
He's very, very hardworking and he saved a lot of money.
他工作非常的努力，攒了很多的钱。
And then all the money he has, right? He helped his children to buy houses.
然后他用这些钱来买房子。
Every children has a house already.
他给每一个他的小孩都买了一套房子。
And then, but he's still working, even passing retirement age.
就算他退休之后，他仍然在工作。
And his health is not very good.
然后他身体不是很好。
And then he's still working very hard.
但是他还是非常努力的。
No time for vacation.
他都没有时间来度假。
No time for rest.
他没有时间来休息。
Even the body is aching, but still working.
虽然早上的时候他还是他有
痛，身体
他在痛的时候，他还是在上班。
People ask him, why you still work so hard? You should stop now. You should enjoy life. You should enjoy what God has given you.
别人问他，你为什么还这么努力工作呢？你应该休息，享受你所有的。
It's not enough. It's not enough.
但是他说，不够，不够。
Sometimes God has given us something, but we don't know how to enjoy it.
你说，当神给了我们一些东西，我们并不知道怎么去享用它们。
If you measure life just by what you have in the bank account,
所以如果我们只是用我们银行里面的那个数目来衡量我们的人生，
This is not really meaningful.
这并不是非常的有意义。
But here tell us,
这里告诉我
们， If God bless you something,
如果神给你一些祝福，
Eat and drink, for example,
比如说吃和喝，
The material that you can enjoy, then enjoy it.
如果有些东西你可以享受，那你就享受吧。
So this is the measure of life.
所以这就是我们人的量。
Not by what you possess, but what you can enjoy by the grace of God.
并不是你拥有什么，而是你能够在神的祝福下可以享受什么。
That is very because our life is very short.
因为我们知道人生是非
常的短。Really, sometimes you go to hospital, go to funeral home, go to cemetery. When you come back, your thinking is different.
有时候当我们去完医院或者从一个葬礼回来之后，我们想法就会完全的改变。
殡仪馆啊，
殡仪馆。
No, your life is too short.
我们就改变，我们觉得人生是非常的短暂。
So this is the right measure.
所以这里描述的才是真正的测量。
Oh, and then some people, they just accumulate things.
有时候有些人他们只是一直在那里攒。
But Jesus gave us another measure.
但是主耶稣他给了我们另外一种测量。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
我们看一下使徒行传的第二十章。
Chapter 20, verse 35.
第二十章的第三十五节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
第二十章的第三十五节。
Please read.
三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦。扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说：“施比受更为有福。”
This is a saying by our Lord Jesus Christ, which is not recorded in the four Gospels.
这是主耶稣所讲的一句话，但是并没有记载在四福音里面。
But Paul mentioned it here.
但是保罗在这里提
写这句话。Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
这里。他说：“施比受更为有福。”
Sometimes we think receiving thing is a blessing.
有时候我们觉得，当我们得到了一些东西啊，是个很大的福气。
Especially if it's free stuff, right? Free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff?
尤其是那些免费的东西。
Buy one get one free, buy one get two free, discount.
有时候我们听说
Boxing Day,
买一送一，买二送一。
So everybody like free stuff.
所以每个人都喜欢免费的东西。
We think the more we receive, the better we are.
我们觉得我们如果得到更多就更好。
This is how people use to measure this life.
就是世上的人怎样看这个事情。
For example, you receive a lot of blessing from God.
比如你可能得到在从神那边得到很多的祝福。
For example, you receive a lot of money from a parent.
可能你从你的父母那里得到了很多钱。
But God measures life differently.
但是神用不一样的东西来量你的人生。
What can give you blessing? What will give you blessing?
什么才会给你福气呢？
Not when you receive things.
并不是当你得到东西的时候。
Actually, it's when you give, you are blessed.
其实是当你能够给予的时候，你才是真正有福的。
So, because this will translate into a spiritual blessing in heaven.
因为这个会变成你在天上属灵的福气。
For example,
打个比方
，If your economy has improved, you can buy a car. You can buy a pretty nice car.
如果你收入有增加的话，你可能会买一辆更好的车。
From no car, you become a car owner, right? You're very happy.
可能你从没有车变成有车阶级。
You may think, oh yeah, thank God I'm blessed. Now I'm a car owner now.
你可能会想说，神真的祝福我，我现在是有车的阶级。
Yes, there's a little bit of blessing, but it's limited.
虽然这也是个福气，但是是非常的小。
But if you use your car to do some meaningful thing, then your blessing will multiply even more.
就是如果你用这个车来做一些有意义的事情的话，那你就会得到更多的祝福。
For example, you see some brother and sister who would like to come to church, but they have no car.
比如说，当我们看到兄弟姐妹们他们没有车来到这个教会。
Okay, God has given me my car.
我们可以想说，神给了我这个车。
Even though he lives a little bit far away, or not even my same direction.
也许那个人他住的有点远，并没有跟我住同一个方向。
It's not really on my way.
他也不好像不顺路。
But if he needs me to give him a ride, so that he can come to church.
但是如果那个人需要人载他的话
，or his family can come to church just because I just spend some time and gas.
如果我能够花一些时间和汽油费的钱的话，那个家庭人来到教会
，They would do this for Jesus.
他们会因此
，If you do this for Jesus,
他们会
If you do this for Jesus,
如果你能愿意为主耶稣这样做的话
，Jesus give you more blessing.
那主耶稣会给你更多的福气。
Accumulate every week.
每个星期你会慢慢的累积。
You may think, oh, I use a little bit more gas.
你可能想说，哦，我花了这个汽油钱
or time，
或者我们的时间。
But if you look back, God will give you more than what you have given out.
但是当有天我们回头看一下的话，我们会发现说，神给了我们更多。
Because the blessing is when you give out.
因为真正的福气是当你给予的时候。
Not when you receive it.
并不是当你得到的时候。
So if this is the measure that God used.
所以这个就是神。所用的量。
So you have to look at almost this is approaching the end of the year.
所以我们看看现在我们快来到年底。
2013, what have you given out?
在2013年当中你给了给予了什么？
You may think, oh, what have I received from God? Maybe something.
你可能会开头这样问说，我从神那里得到什么呢？
But what have you given out?
但是我们到底给予了什么？
To God.
给我们给了神什么？
To church.
我们给了教会什么？
To charity.
我们给那些慈善部门。
To somebody needs help.
我们给那些有需要的。
That is exactly how God measures your life.
所以这就是神来怎样量我们的生命。
God will not say, ask you, oh, how much you have.
神不会问说，哎，你拥有多少钱？
Actually, God will ask you how much you have given out.
但是神会问你，你给了别人多少？
Especially when we die.
尤其当我们死了的时候
Even you have saved a lot of money in the bank
即使你在世上有
你很多钱 A lot of property
很多的地产
But if you haven't used it in a meaningful way
但是如果你没有用在有意义的地方
Then our account in heaven is still very little
那我们在天上的账户就会非常的小
So that's why we have to give
所以这就是我们为什么我们要给予
To give and more blessed than to receive
因为我们知道说施比受更为有
益。So David prayed to God.
所以大卫这样向神来祷告。
Give me wisdom.
神啊，求你给我智慧。
So that I can make them and know the measure of my days.
所以我知道我人生的寿数是几何。
First, don't think about life is too long to think about death.
首先，我们不要想说我们的人生还很长，不要去想。
You really have to think about salvation.
因为我们要去想想我们的永生。
Your eternity.
我想我们的。得救我们的永生。
Secondly,
第二
don't think about our life as just accumulation of material possession.
我们不要以为说生命只是财富的累积而已。
Actually, you have to really think about how much you can enjoy.
我们要想说我们要怎样的用这些财富。
The grace that God given you, how to enjoy it.
我们怎样来享受神所赐给我们的这些东西。
And then thirdly,
第三
don't think aboutOur life is just like to receive.
我们不要想说我们的生命是在于得到什么。
We have to give out.
我们要学会给予。
And that's how God measures your life.
因为这就是神怎样测量我们的人生。
Do you have the same wisdom as Solomon?
那我们有没有和所罗门一样的智慧呢？
Let's sing him.
我们现在唱诗。
352.
352首。